Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The day starts with mostly sunny skies across Israel. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, expect pleasant weather, perfect for a stroll. Jerusalem will see mild temperatures, making it a comfortable day to be outside. As evening falls, all regions can expect a warm night. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Netanyahu in Lebanon. The war continues, there is more work to do. This was reported 12 hours ago. Also, I24 News notes that Trump, discussing Iran negotiations, declared, "I don't care if they come back or not. Iran will not have a nuclear weapon." This came in earlier today. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israeli leaders strongly criticized Erdogan after Turkish prosecutors filed war crime charges against them. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports, just in that Hezbollah's Mahmoud Kamati stated, "We will not accept negotiations with the enemy." And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, Trump expressed indifference to renewed Iran talks, announcing a U.S. naval blockade. Here's what people are saying online. On social media, Shanaka86 highlighted a series of events involving Trump, Erdogan, and Iran's embassy, posting just minutes ago. Middle East 24 shared a meme depicting Trump and other U.S. politicians, with Trump looking triumphant, also posting recently, and Tarnopolsky commented on a significant setback for Netanyahu, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's remarks in Lebanon, reported by Ynet. The Prime Minister emphasized ongoing operations to secure the region. These efforts aim to counteract missile threats and infiltrations. This underscores the persistent security challenges facing Israel. Turning to the U.S.-Iran situation, I-24 News reports Trump's firm stance on Iran's nuclear ambitions. The announcement of a maritime blockade heightens tensions in the Gulf. This move signals a hardline U.S. policy on Iran. Meanwhile, in response to Turkish charges, JNS highlights Israeli leaders' criticism of Erdogan. Netanyahu affirmed Israel's focus on combating Iran's influence. This reflects the diplomatic friction between Israel and Turkey. In a related development, tensions with Hezbollah are rising. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports Kamati's rejection of peace talks, citing the ceasefire's fragility. This statement could complicate ongoing negotiations with Lebanon. Finally, Trump's position on Iran talks, as covered by the Jerusalem Post, highlights his strategic approach. The naval blockade aims to pressure Tehran further. This could have significant implications for regional stability. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Bank Hapoalim US will finance a $203 million project in Manhattan. This investment supports the conversion of an office tower into apartments. Separately, Israel Hayom Business features a warning from Lemonade's CEO about AI's impact on employment. The potential for AI-driven unemployment raises important economic questions. And finally, CTEC suggests Israel as a standout investment destination. Its growth potential makes it attractive amidst global uncertainties. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.